Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. I believe God is patient. He is perfect patience. This is one of his many communicable attributes, perfections, and excellencies. God is patient with everyone, and especially with his own people. To prove to you from the scripture that God is patient, I have chosen Peter as one person for whom the Lord Jesus puts on display the patience of God the Father. As we move towards the close of our discussion on the deeply personal ways in which Peter received the forbearance of Christ, let's jump ahead in the text to Mark 14, Luke 22, and finally John 21, and what is the premier and most obvious way in which the always patient God is at work in the life of his child, Simon Peter. I hope you will have your Bible with you and will open to Mark chapter 14 and stick another marker in Luke 22. This will take a few days to develop, and we will begin with the true story itself. Find your place in Mark 14 at verse 26. These are the final days of Jesus' earthly life. At the beginning of the chapter, the Jewish religious rulers have plotted together to arrest and kill Jesus. We have the beautiful act of Mary as she anoints the Lord with her alabaster vial of very costly perfume. Then, Judas Iscariot plans his betrayal of Christ, and this is followed by the Passover meal, the Last Supper, where the Lord's Supper is instituted. This is where we pick up the narrative at verse 26 of Mark chapter 14. I am reading the Word of God to you. After singing a hymn, they, meaning Jesus and the disciples, went to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away, because it is written, I will strike down the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go ahead of you to Galilee." But Peter said to the Lord, "Even though all may fall away, yet I will not." And Jesus said to Peter, "Truly, I say to you, that this very night, before a rooster crows twice, you yourself will deny me three times." But Peter kept saying insistently, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And they were all saying the same thing also. Here, Jesus predicts that all of these men will fall away from him. When the enemies come to persecute the shepherd, then the sheep will be scattered. And the Lord adds, "After I have been raised, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." This is another reference to the resurrection. Notice verse 29. But Peter said, Peter is going to have to say something about this. He cannot help himself. And he is the spokesman of the group, the leader. Verse 31 says they were all saying the same thing also. As we saw last time, Peter objects, "Even though all may fall away, yet I will not." In other words, "You're wrong, Lord." "Oh, sure, others may fail you and fall away, but not me. I am going to remain faithful even if I have to die with you. No matter what, I will not deny you, Jesus." Mark says Peter kept insistently saying this. And what again must have been very hard words for Peter to hear, Jesus tells him, "Truly I say to you that this very night, before a rooster crows twice, you yourself will deny me three times." Now that's a specific prophecy. Peter will deny Jesus three times before the rooster crows two times. So what happened? Well, drop down in the chapter with me to verses 54 and 66 through 72. I'll read Mark 14:54 in a moment. In between, there is the powerful and dynamic prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus cries out alone to God. Judas enacts his plan and betrays Jesus. The Lord is apprehended and tried and led away to the high priest, where all the chief priests and the elders and scribes were gathered together. And Mark chapter 14 and verse 54 reads, Peter had followed Jesus at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the officers and warming himself at the fire. And down to verse 66. As Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, You were also with Jesus the Nazarene. But Peter denied it, saying, I neither know nor understand what you are talking about. And he went out into the porch. The servant girl saw him and began once more to say to the bystanders, This is one of them. But Peter again denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders were again saying to Peter, Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean too. But Peter began to curse and swear, I do not know this man you are talking about. Immediately a rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had made the remark to him, Before a rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And Peter began to weep. That's what happened. Exactly as Jesus said, that night Peter flat out denied three times he knew the Christ. He was insistent. He cursed and he swore out the denials. And then that rooster crowed a second time. Notice, Peter wept. After all Jesus had done for Peter, after all the time they spent together, after Peter failed the Lord and the Lord forgave him and restored him and never gave up on him, after the episode we covered last time, after all of this and a guarantee from Peter that he would rather die than to deny the Lord, he denied the Lord. And then that rooster made him realize what he'd done. I'd say, imagine how he felt, but Mark tells us he wept. I expect he felt the range of emotions, shame, conscience stricken, guilty, regretful, and remorseful. He so badly wanted to take back his words, but he could not. And what was worse, Jesus was taken away to be crucified, so Peter had his denial hanging over his head. In some ways, the perspective of Luke was even more poignant because of a detail Luke records that Mark does not. Listen as I read Luke chapter 22, verses 54 through 62. Having arrested him, they led Jesus away and brought him to the house of the high priest, but Peter was following at a distance. After they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter was sitting among them, and a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the firelight and looking intently at him, said, This man was with him too. But Peter denied it, saying, Woman, I do not know him. A little while later, another saw him and said, You are one of them too. But Peter said, I am not. After about an hour had passed, another man began to insist, saying, Certainly this man was also with him, for he is a Galilean too. But Peter said, Man, I do not know what you are talking about. Immediately, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had told him, Before a rooster crows today, you will deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly. That was Luke 22, and again we have the three adamant denials. Verse 61 sends chills up and down my spine. It really does. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Let's imagine we are Peter in that moment. The Lord turned and looked at him. What must that facial expression have been? I think Jesus had a wounded look. I told you, Peter. Wow, no wonder Peter went out and wept bitterly. What have I done? He must have felt as the pain and agony of the betrayal struck his heart and soul. And it was not like he could go up to Jesus and say, sorry, I am ashamed of myself. I love you, Lord. He could not, because Christ was whisked away to be beaten and mocked and nailed to the cross where he would soon die. Peter is left with the awful consequence of his adamant and insistent denials. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. I cannot get that out of my mind, primarily because I keep thinking about the times in my own life when I have denied the Lord. Those times when someone I know knew, I know the Lord, but I did not speak up on Christ's behalf. Those times when I denied knowing Jesus. Those times when by my thoughts, words, and deeds, I have not lived like Jesus is my Lord and Savior. The occasions when I was weak and self-centered, and when my reputation was more important to me than being a witness for Christ. Well, let's be honest, dear Christians. Haven't we also denied Jesus Christ? And how has this made us feel? To weep bitterly for the conscious, stricken believer is exactly what we do. And this is precisely when we desperately need Christ's mercy, grace, and patience. We require much forbearance from heaven. Well, do we get it? Did Peter get it? Be with us next time as we find out. For now, we leave Peter weeping bitterly as Christ is led to the cross. Please join us next time as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.